Part 1. The Truth About Weight Loss and Aging. 1. What prevents change? The very first, biggest step on the well path is making the decision to change. It's not easy to put aside the habits you've become used to and to reframe the way you think about health and weight loss. So before we get you started on a new path, I want to take a moment to help you understand why your previous path isn't working. Most of us have accepted certain beliefs about our health. The headlines you see plastered on magazines and websites that influence the choices you make at the grocery store, in the kitchen, at the gym, at work. But many of these messages are misunderstood or simply false. Instead of helping you lose weight and increase vitality, they turn out to be change blockers. So let's start with a little myth busting. Change blocker number one, dieting is healthy. Many of my patients have been D-wording since they were teenagers and have never experienced how amazing it feels to have a balanced body in homeostasis. Their eating has been disordered. Chronic deprivation is an eating disorder since adolescence. They are stuck in a pattern of behavior that is so ingrained they don't feel right unless they're dieting, even though dieting makes them unhappy, which means they don't feel right unless they're unhappy. Many of my patients diet out of habit. They're not doing it because it works. If it did, they wouldn't need to diet for years on end. A lot of the women I see in my practice follow an eating plan because without it, they would feel untethered. They want the structure. They feel better when someone else tells them what they can and can't eat, when their eating is tightly controlled by rules. Nothing gives them more anxiety than feeling out of control. On the surface, diets seem to offer control, but when they fail, usually in a no-holds-barred binge, these women feel more out of control than ever. Soon, they're consumed with shame and guilt over their failure and start looking for a new system to help them control themselves. I appreciate that having a course of action can be motivating. On the well path, you will be on course. But the action you'll take is not restricting food. It's taking positive, self-loving steps that will gradually shift your appetite so that you begin to crave nutrient-dense food. It's not that you aren't allowed to have less healthy foods. You can have them, but you won't want them. 5 types of eaters. Everyone has their own habits when it comes to food, but I've found over the years that many of my patients tend to fit into one of the 5 categories following. Each eating type is also clearly aligned with certain psychological and emotional types. Which type are you? The food eliminator. Anyone who follows rules like no carbs, no fat, no gluten, no white food, no solid food, no fruit, nothing cavemen didn't eat. Elimination is always appealing to dieters because it gives them a simple regimen, a food or food group to draw an X over. The problem is, cutting out any food group is not optimal from a nutritional standpoint. We need it all, carbs, fat, protein, fiber, fruit, to stay healthy, lose fat, and grow muscle. If you eat 5,000 calories of protein, for example, you will still feel hungry because your body is hungry for other nutrients. Also, if you are left with options that are unsatisfying or get boring fast, it makes a forbidden fruit all the more tempting. The out-of-the-box eater. Now that so-called healthy, low-calorie food is widely available in packaged form, some women rely on frozen or prepared meals for the bulk of their calories. This type of eating is the main culprit of late-night binging. Your body demands nutrients. If you haven't supplied them throughout the day because all you've been eating is packaged cereal bars or frozen low-fat lasagna, your brain will override your willpower and force you to eat until your body gets what it wants. The meal skipper. Too busy to eat. Not hungry in the morning. Too tired to cook dinner. The meal skipper might eat healthfully, but the erratic timing of her meals causes her metabolism to slow down. If your body doesn't get food regularly, it will, by default, go into starvation mode and hold on to energy stores for dear life.